Right, Adam. Now, I want to tell you what's happening to your body right now, okay? We've just had a 1 hour break for lunch. We've had something to eat. We may have had a coffee. There are some people that may have had a beer. What's happening is, it's going to take a little bit of time for us to re-energize a little bit, okay? So I'm going to make it really easy. For the next 10 minutes, I'm going to carry you guys for a little bit. Okay, but we need energy. I'm going to carry you for the first 10 minutes. For the 50 after that, I need you to be re-back engaged. Is that cool? Right, so let's punch it out. So, who found that task simple? All right, play with me. So you're going to need to get the energy back. Simple. Who found it hard? Self-assessment? A little bit. Interesting. Cool. Why did you find it hard, Glenn?
Probably because I'm a one-man sort of show at the moment.
Okay.
So it's a bit, you're sort of doing everything, good and bad.
Yeah. Yeah. But you have had guys work with you in the past?
Yeah, sort of with me, but not for me.
Yeah, yeah. Even contractors.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you find value in that? So did you find, question number one, did you sort of land on that, what you were good at?
One, that was a
three. Oh, sorry, down the bottom of the page. Was there a pattern there?
Yeah, do you acknowledge good performance? That was a yes.
Nice.
Things yep. on that, like, I like that positive reinforcement and not that taking people down because they've done, you know, shoddy work or something.
Yeah.
You sort of bring up their good points rather than their bad points.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so interesting. What did you find for the second question, which was your stretch? Did you have any stretches? As you look down that list, is there a sort of a pattern forming with things that you feel that you could get a little bit better at?
Understanding your team. Mm-hmm. Their culture and their aspirations, that sort of side of it.
Yep, which is great because I think that's easily fixed. There's an awareness and then there's an action which we can take because of that awareness. Yep, cool. Excellent. Was it helpful?
Yep.
The exercise, yeah, good. Anybody else who'd like to share what they got? Give it to me. Aaron, what did you get? You got a team?
I think I'm good at organising them.
Okay, good. Okay, very good.
And then my faults are probably having systems in place and...
Yep.
Yeah, just... And I say I'm going to do a lot of stuff, but I don't.
Okay. Right. Interesting. So that's a good... Have you ever thought about that before?
Oh, all the time.
All the time. Okay. So following through. I mean, we talk about being a leader. You're out there in front of a team. Your team are looking at you all the time. If you are not congruent with your message, how can you expect your team to be? All right? It's a little bit like us at home. All right? Bit funny, but it's true. If we don't make our bed in the morning, why would Amelia? We have to raise the bar, set the bar, set examples. But there's an awareness.
Yeah, it's mostly like because there's so much to do.
Yeah.
And you just got to pinpoint all the stuff that's, you know.
Yeah.
You just feel overwhelmed because, like Glenn as well, even though I've got a team, I'm still doing more than I probably should.
Yep.
And having sort of, you know, I've got to do that, oh, when's that going to get done? And
so there's always a list of things to do.
Yeah.
But is it better than 12 months ago?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. So it's a work in progress. We're on a journey here from where we were to where we want to be. Doesn't happen overnight. But I know for myself, from your progress needs to be acknowledged. That's awesome. What about you, Mossy?
I'm good at understanding where the team's at.
Yep.
It's got multiple different personalities and where they're at. But sometimes they just forget to communicate the why, which helps them to get from where they're at to where I need them to be.
Okay.
So now it's just like slowing down. When you're talking about the empathy, because a lot of my staff are transient, so it's like, okay, so this is just a casual position, you've had all this crap happen during the week, I need you to perform today, find out where they're at,
and
communicate why I need you to be, it's money day.
Yeah. Saturday or Sunday,
it's
time for us to make money.
Yeah.
Excellent, thanks mate. Anybody else want to share? Quickly, last one. What about you, Matt? So how many of you have got? Team?
Purpose,
22, big team. Yeah. What did you find your strengths were?
Problem solving and acting on vision. So if I say I'm going to do something, I do it.
Yep. Yeah, excellent. What about your stretches?
Probably engaging the personal aspirations of the team. Like, you do that informally, but no real, it's just a conversation. Like, yeah. You probably go that step further.
Yeah.
And priority management. Like, it's obviously a very dynamic place, so.
Yeah. The line's out. Not yet. We're going to fix the koala enclosure first.
I like koalas.
Excellent. Okay, so, yeah, it is a dynamic. Okay, so. Good exercise though, just to bring an awareness to strengths and weaknesses. Stretches, not only core weaknesses, they're stretches. Alright, so that's good. I hope you got a little bit out of that. And guys, this is an exercise, it doesn't matter if you're a team of one. And I've said that before. It's a recognition of what you need to be to attract the right people. Alright, so we're going to work on this session on managing a team. It's a waste of energy and time if you are managing the wrong team. So if you're a team of one, if you get it right with your culture and vision and then you sell it, when you have interviews with people, you'll be able to tick boxes as to whether you feel that they're gonna be a vital cog in your machine to head you towards your vision and your team. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. All right, so let's get into this. How you build a killer team? So I want to know from those of you that do have teams at the moment, what are some of the biggest issues that you have? Yell them out.
Consistency.
That's a double.
That would be it then.
Tick. Consistency. What else?
Performance.
As a team or individuals, Aaron?
Individuals.
Individuals.
Call
okay.
Apprentices.
Pardon?
Apprentices,
more specifically. All right, great. What else?
Say that, you know.
Motivation.
What else?
Ownership.
Oh, sorry?
Ownership,
and then we'll go over to my...
Measurement.
That's a good spot.
What else?
Initiative?
It's a big one, isn't it? All right, what else? Let's fill this page up.
There are beliefs.
Belief? Yep. Yep, Dan?
Vision.
Collaboration.
Wow. It's a big one.
Wow.
Reliability.
Every now and then.
Right, that fills our page up. I'm sure we could go flick the page, and we could fill them all up. But I think we start to get an idea, and I think they're consistent challenges that we sometimes have in our business, whether it be through consistency of approach, whether it be through their performance, whether it be through being motivated so they can show their own initiative, taking ownership, showing initiative. How do we measure things? How do we measure things to show people if they're performing? Because if you don't measure, what's our gauge? You didn't do a good job. What? Whereas we can have a conversation, was our expectation was this, and we landed here. Well, yes, we did. Why is it? How do we fix it? What do we do differently next time? Belief, vision. Collaboration and reliability. Are these things that mostly can be fixed or trained? Reliability is a big one. People who just don't turn up. People who don't make a phone call. People who don't do what they're going to say they can do. Some of these things are relevant to this quote as well. Albert Einstein. Everybody's a genius, but if we judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. So if we judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, so a fish is never going to climb a tree. The reason I like this quote when I think about managing a team, if we have people who we want to do certain things and tasks within our business, e.g. climb a tree, we are not going to be looking for a fish to do that, are we? We need a monkey or a lion who can climb, actually climb a tree. So when we start to put that into the human world, when we expect someone to be good at sales, when we expect someone to be good at bookkeeping, when we expect someone to be good at marketing, we really need to narrow the field. What we're going to work on this afternoon is identifying what are the certain things, the high priority things in your business that you need done. And do your team actually fit into the mold of that person? Because then we have two decisions to make. We either readjust what we need done, or we go and find the people that we're going to get to do it. Does that make sense? Yep. And it's a difficult conversation. I mean, business is too important, guys. This is our world. It's our money that we've invested into it. All right? There are HR implications to getting people off your bus. But if things are not working, how long do you persist with the wrong person because they're a nice person? How long until you go broke? That's the reality. How long do you persist because you're a nice person? And you're looking after them before you look after this. There's no way that you can help other people and employ other people when you're broke. Does that make sense? Yep. So there are hard decisions that need to be made. And there are hard conversations that need to be had. And you've got to be the liar. You've got to be the one who's prepared to have them. Because this is too important. We are not here in business to employ the wrong people. That's harsh, but that's the reality. If they're not working out, we need to find people that will. Do not wait until it's too far gone for you to then have to rebuild with the right people. This is coming from a place of experience. Am I passionate about it? Yeah. Because there's enough hurt and pain from the lessons that I learned that I never want to see new people go through it. Some people have to learn through experience. Well, actually, I do. But now that I've learned that, I'm hoping I can empower you guys to just live through my journey, because we came out the other side and we thrived. But the journey was more difficult than what it needed to be. And it all comes from get the right people behind you to lift you up. A fish can't climb a tree. Just so you know. So we talk about a bus. Who's on our bus? All right? We are driving our bus. Our bus is our business. So the question is, who's on your bus? Have you got the right people on your bus, and are they in the right positions? So we're going to spend some time now. I want you to sit down and take the time now to think about your business and about the people in your business. If you don't have people working for you, I want you to look at what are the key roles that are required to be filled in your business. And then look at what are the skills of the perfect people you need to fill that role. Because what we're going to do, we're going to increase our awareness of the people we are looking for. Because this is not a shotgun approach. We're going to get sniper on this. We're going to get so focused and specific on what we need. So I want you to look at now, how is it now? Get the people down that are in your business. If you've got 40, maybe it's just a matter of your leadership group, maybe your management team. Are they performing? You can even give them scores out of 10. Are they performing the way you need them to be? All right, thanks, Sally. Just take 5 minutes. If you haven't got a team of people, just think about the key roles within your business as you grow, as you scale, that will need to be filled. And who is the type of person that's going to fill it? So who's got a good team? Yep. What makes it good? It's just you. That's the greatest team ever. All right, so if you're going to build a team, Elk, have you got a vision to build a team?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you be looking for?
Passion? Conviction?
Yep.
Because somebody who is a bit more of an implementer than what I am.
Nice.
Because I'm the ideas person and suffer a little bit from the lack of follow through that somebody else was talking about earlier.
Yeah, yep.
And I work best with a team of people who can take that vision and that model and follow through and do the design work and the implementation work.
Yeah, great. So you know your strengths and your strengths is really nice, you know, really well. And that gives you the ability to now identify that person who you need. Yeah. See the power in that? It's much more better than that shotgun approach of someone who goes, geez, you're nice, you need a job? Come on then. All right, we need someone who's good at the details, who will complement Elle's ability to be the visionary and drive the business forward. Okay? You know, there's some real stats, and I'm not real good on stats, so I didn't do any research on it, about how much it costs businesses to employ the wrong people and then let go of them and retrain. It's something like $9,000 or something, or seven, or even probably more, yeah, depending on what sort of corporate structure or whatever it is. It's crazy. So being able to identify that type of person, not just in skill set, but in the mold of the personality, is so good. Excellent. Thanks, Al. Who else? Matt. Good team.
Yep.
Why?
Just the dedication for those guys. Again, passionate.
Yeah.
Committed. Always go sort of above and beyond.
Yep.
The two things that I probably look for are common sense and work ethic.
Common sense. Yeah. Yeah, in a zoo, I think that's pretty important. Shut the gate. There's no sign that says shut the gate, but shut the gate. It's a line.
I mean, everything comes back to that, even if they don't know whatever, you know, whatever the role was. If they had work ethic and common sense, they could almost do any role.
Yeah, great.
They'd make it happen.
Nice. So how do you employ on that? Or how do you gauge someone on, because they're pretty non-tangible sort of
they
skills.
Are, yeah. It is difficult. Like, you've got jobs out at the moment, you go through resumes and everyone says the same thing.
Yeah.
And then you interview face to face and they say the same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't have the formula.
Hope
someone else does.
Hope someone else. Can anybody help Matt? We'll go Greg.
So we used to work with kids and we used to get people to come in and do an afternoon working with kids before we offered them a job, just to see and get feedback from the other staff.
Yeah. Stick him in the lion cage.
Yeah.
And then see if they run out and close the gate behind him. Common sense, yep.
Start to do that actually, yeah, it does work.
Yeah.
Just a half day trial.
Yep. And once again, because there is an awareness on common sense and
work ethic,
you know what you're looking for.
The rest can be trained in some jobs.
Yeah.
The lowest to like best one. The rest could be trained.
It's hard to train work ethic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say you've got to be really careful about the way you do that because you can't bring somebody in to do a trial for free.
Right.
So let's be aware of that.
Okay, so guys, I'd like to introduce you to Karen. Karen's our HR specialist within our VIP group. Very important, you can get yourself in some pretty decent hot water when, I guess, moving staff on, hiring staff, trialing staff. There are some things that you can put in place beforehand to protect your liability, I guess. So, Karen, you on? Have a chat.
Karen, can that be part of the interview process?
this is a practical interview.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's probably the best way to do it.
That's my recommendation.
One of the things I always recommend to people is have a practical element to the selection process.
Okay.
The other thing for reference checking, I know people don't put value on reference checking,
yep.
but it is so important.
Really?
So
Okay.
People will always say, oh, no, we'll give a bad reference, but
yep.
you'll be surprised what they tell you if you ask for questions.
Alrighty.
It's what they don't say often.
And it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Oh, they showed up.
So I can think somebody to decide they say it.
And also check who the referee is. One of the first questions I ask is, what working relationship did you have with the person? Because if there's no working relationship there,
what's the point?
Don't ask the next question.
Yeah. Matt, you were saying?
If they have a reference from a company, can you call someone else in that company and ask?
You should get permission first.
Yeah. Sort of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, you're never going to put someone on a reference check or resume that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's so true.
I had one all references she put down were literally crap. They didn't have anything good to say about her. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, that speaks for itself,
isn't it? Yeah. And I'll tell you what, guys, hand on heart, I've employed the wrong people. I have. I really have. And I wasn't cautious enough in that, you know, you'd say, you know, fire quick, hire slow. You know, I didn't follow that. We needed a problem solved. Things looked good and I acted. And I got taken to Fair Work Australia. We actually come out of that unscathed. We've done everything we needed to do, but to train this or move this person on was a real headache of mine that I didn't need. He asked for 6 months full pay. Ended up with nothing, all right? Because we had everything documented, but that was my fault because I didn't follow the process. Yeah, so I asked for, yeah, and understand what you're looking for.
Just to answer that question about if they were you want to be more specific about that. So if they have actually just put a company name, you need to go back to them and say, well, we notice here you just said Westpac, we actually need a person in their position quite well. And if they're reluctant to give that, that gives you a pretty good idea of what they're going to be like.
Yeah, great. All right, anybody else want to add anything to that? Nope? All right, great. So how is it now? So it's a really important question because we need to assess where we are at and then understand what we are looking for as we build. The gunshot approach just doesn't work. We need to know what we're good at, and we need to then understand what pieces of the puzzle we need to put around us so that we can grow. What's happened? So just have a bit of a talk amongst yourselves about what you learned from that.
Steve, is that Matty Bailey's bus? Because there's no one on it.
Yeah, it's bad.
The doors are ready.
Hang on. It's moving. All right, so yeah, just have a bit of a chat amongst yourselves about what you learned about that and what you're looking for in your next employee. All right, great, I'm back again. How are you guys? Awesome. All righty. All right, the clicker's been upgraded, so we're in good shape again. So I think, guys, as business leaders, and business owners, and people who are looking to take our business to be something that is sustainable and that's something that works for us instead of us working for it, we need to understand where we're aiming. All right? So once again, we can be very specific with what we're after. Take your time and hire people. We want to get the best. And believe me, there are so many skilled people out there. You need to set the bar high. All right? Go through your due diligence. Understand what your strengths are. Understand what your weaknesses are. And then build around it. I am very poor in the details. That's why we've got our ninjas that work for me over in the Philippines. That's why we've got people here on the ground that complement what I do. Because you can't build a successful business if you've got too many of the same type of people, whether it be the strength or the weakness side of things. All right? I always think about the great teams. Can anybody sort of name me some of the great teams in our past? Probably sporting teams.
Abbott and Costello.
Man United.
Abbott and Costello.
Manchester United.
Dragons. Manchester United.
Dragons.
Dragons. All right. Yeah. They did. All right, they all had, so I like to think about basketball. Michael Jordan, remember Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls coming through the 90s?
Scottie Pippen,
Horace Grant, you know, we could rattle off the whole roster. But what it was a team full of people, and Michael Jordan was the hub of this team for about 10 years. He was probably arguably the greatest basketballer to ever play the game. What the Chicago Bulls did is they built a team of people around him. They didn't get the best person at the next position, which is what's called a small forward. They got another guy who complimented what he did because he's the best in the world. So they built people around him. You know, there's the guy, the really tall guy in the middle, he's called the center. Now, instead of getting someone who's dynamic and used to score 20 points a game, they did it. They went and found someone who could rebound the ball well and was a good passer. Couldn't shoot. It was an Australian for a long time by the name of Luke Longley. Couldn't shoot for Dickens. All right? Hell of a good passer, hell of a good rebounder. It was like, get the ball, give it to Michael. And then once you've given it to Michael, get to somewhere where if he misses, you grab the rebound and then kick it out to Michael again. So be the Michael Jordan in your business. Surround yourself with the right people. They are there.
What happens if he gets injured, or what happens if he, you know?
You're Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
So you're Michael Jordan?
Yeah, I'm Michael Jordan, and I drop off the planet.
Yep.
Build this whole team around one person.
Yep. So then we talk about, and that's another boot camp, where we talk about systems and automation.
All right.
How do these things just work?
Okay.
All right, my business. So we're doing business today. I'm not there. It just works. Yeah, when I say it just works because of all the hard work we've done.
Yeah.
But we've built the business around me. I deal with our top clients. Everybody else is very, very specific with what their roles are. Yeah, and very rarely do they cross over. Yeah. But good question. Yeah. So think about what you need to do to help you grow your business, but aim high. That's the whole purpose of this. Shoot for the stars. You deserve it. All right, now your culture and your vision. This is something we've sort of touched on in our previous session. What do you stand for? If I had to ask you right now, if we got an elevator together right now, what does your business stand for? What is your culture in your business? What is your vision? So vision's a little bit easier. My vision for Breakthrough for Business is to help great people win. Okay? Our culture is to do it in a fun, educational environment. Culture's a little bit different. But your vision for where you want the business to go, that's where people will buy in for. So when you hire your team, when you go back and you talk to your team, you need to share with them what your vision is. You've got an awareness now of the people that go, what do we need to know this for? This is crap. Well, that's interesting because this is my business. My family rely on me for this business to go well. For me to do well, I need the right people to buy into this vision of where we want to go. All right, Damian Patterson's going to talk about this afternoon a little bit about why that's important. But right now, spend the time. What's your vision?
Does the vision always need to bring in the staff? Is this my vision? I want to retire at 65 happily. They don't need to know that, do they? Like, you're just, this is my vision.
Yeah, so that's your vision. Good question. So that's your vision for you and your career. What we want to talk about is a vision for you, your business.
Yeah.
What is the vision for your business?
Because I guess there's a vision for the public as well. I mean, at least in the area
where
I work.
Yeah.
So it's sort of...
Like you can share your vision. We aim, you know, that's a really strong thing to do. We aim to do this. You share that with people, you're accountable.
Because, yeah, for me, for example, I want to be more than just a band-aid solution for my customers. So their results is literally our commitment. But, how to share that with the rest of the team.
Yeah. But don't get me wrong, this is not a really easy. Mm. It's not something you just go bang, 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 get it done, share it with the team. Otherwise, everybody'd have it. And they'd have this great vision, and they'd have all these people who are working with them to strive towards this vision. It's not like that. This takes thought. This is your business. This is your baby.
How can I sort of
Like,
what's the best way to charge my potential employee actually shares that vision? I mean, in an interview, I guess, you know, you just do your best.
Yep. So, in an interview, when you've got your vision, when you're very clear on your vision, you share that with people. And then you calibrate the response that you get from someone. And that's also, Damien's going to touch on that as well. He's going to do it better than what I can. So you'll get an insight into that.
So it's a
tricky one, yeah. It is a little bit of a tricky one, but if you're clear, if you know what you're aiming for, you'll be able to gauge the response of someone who's so excited. Really? I've always wanted to work for a place like that.
Maybe.
Yeah. You get everything right here, you build the foundations of your business and get it right here and understand it, things like your vision and culture. It gives you the ability to go and sell it. You know what you stand for. And if you set the bar that high, then you are constantly aiming to achieve that. You know when you don't get there, and then you recorrect, and you get back on track.
Steve, one of the questions we've asked, when we're talking about some of the people that work for us, is are they on Team 4N?
Okay.
And because some of them are on their own team.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, somebody got their own agenda. Yeah.
We just know we want people who are on Team 4N.
Yeah.
When they're with us.
So you sell your vision to people who come on board with you?
We're getting better at it,
yeah.
Still way to go, but certainly getting better at it.
It's a process. So this is always a journey. There's never anything that's 100% right. I said that before. Never. There's always things that we can improve and tweak.
I think the challenge for us is to have it much clearer so that it attracts and repels, so we don't...
Yes.
Yeah. Realizing they're not actually on the team.
Sometimes we're scared of throwing it out there because people might reject it.
Yeah. We've learned that it's a good thing.
Yeah. Good. Reject it. I don't want to waste my time with that conversation.
That's right.
Cool.
So wanting to be recognised in your sector as being a leader of quality. Is that a vision?
I think so. Yeah, we want to be Australia's leading experts in this.
Yeah.
Okay, great. There might be some people who are daunted by that and go, oh gosh, really? What will happen if you do that? But the other people go, you know what? That's amazing. That's the part of a team I want to be a part of. Yeah, we want to be Australia's best. They'll strive towards it. What can I do to help? Because it's recognition as well. Yeah, I love that. Help them succeed. Did you know, and this might surprise you, that there are actually leaders in business who do things to destroy their employees to keep them in the position where they feel safe with them being? They feel threatened by their staff, so they keep them down there. Did you know that? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, just three yeses down here, happened to me. Not cool.
Please don't use your title. People might think you're higher than me.
Well, you're the boss, act like it.
Yeah.
Like, if you think you're the boss, obviously you don't think you're the boss. No wonder they think I am.
Yeah.
And then she, I think, oh, I'm just going to, I'm going to get my legs cut out from under me now.
And I hate that you felt that way.
I thought, well, you know, if you're good enough, take me on.
Yeah, yep. I actually had a conversation, thanks for sharing, Sue, thanks guys. I actually had a conversation with someone just last week who had to check someone who was, they called themselves a team leader, all right? Were they a team leader? Sort of, all right? There'd been no allocation of role, which is sometimes important, sometimes not important. That's not what we're talking about. But they looked at themselves within this organization as a team leader. The board jumped on her for that. You're not a team leader. Wow. Well, I'm sorry that I thought that I was contributing to this organization and saw myself as a valuable cog. So they basically just chopped her legs out and said, you just do as you're told. Stay down there where we feel comfortable with you being, rather than challenging the hierarchy.
Well, I was lucky she didn't do that. She just...
Yeah, you took her on.
I took her on, and then I had support from other managers that were up there, and they didn't have those insecurities.
Yep.
And so they were happy for me to do a really good job as the person I was, because I was not the high...
So that's it. Yeah. We want to champion people. So we don't even want to have that conversation. If we get the right people, we need to help them succeed. Bring them along, sir. Aaron Moore has brought his leading hand, Adam,
yeah.
Along with us. Good on you, Adam. Good on you, Aaron. That's championing your people. Peter Moss will bring Jane tomorrow.
I thought it was so you were going to drive Aaron home.
He's going to have beers tonight and Adam's
that's you, mate. He only live up the road.
No, it's all about empowering your people. Help them succeed.
You brought the trailer.
You have the right people. Educate them. They will lift you up. I don't know who said it, but the only reason I saw, I don't even know the quote properly, the only reason I saw so high was because I was standing on the shoulders of others. I just totally worded that wrong and I don't even know who said it. But it was someone really smart and it sounded something like that. You can see further by standing on the shoulders of others. Standing on the shoulders of giants. So let's have some giants around us. Thanks, George. Let's have some giants around us, but the only time they can go from staff to giants is by us empowering them. And we can waste so much time, so much money, so many resources on having the wrong people around us. Sometimes they possibly were the right people who we didn't nurture. And then because of their inability to grow, became the wrong people. So now it's an awareness. Get the right people, help them succeed. What else can I do for you to help you? What else? What else? What else? What are your dreams? How can I help you achieve your dreams? What do you need? We spoke about being a good leader. It's not about us projecting onto them, this is me being a leader. This is about calibrating with them about what they need from me to be a good leader. You get a kick-ass team around you like that, the world's your oyster. Let's make some money. Delegate the tasks. We speak about things being in our genius. What are we good at? What are our high-dollar payoff activities that we do in our business that will give us the best results? Understand what they are, and then look to delegate the others. We've done activities before of where our genius is and the things that we do in our business. And if we had more time, we could possibly do it again. But we don't. But this is just as simple as you guys making a list of everything you do in your business. What's the high dollar payoff? And what are the things that we can delegate to others? Excuse me. Delegate tasks. All right, for those of us that have a team, it's not just about delegating. All right, we've got some people in here that utilize our virtual assistants, our ninjas in the Philippines, who are they? So we've got Karen, Enya, Rob, Pete, They give tasks to our VA team in the Philippines. If you want to know more about that, afternoon tea, I'll be talking about that. We're not talking about just delegating tasks, we're understanding what tasks to delegate and then setting the expectation. We're not just saying, do this, 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 and this. We almost want to reverse engineer that process. Start from the back. I would like this done because the outcome looks like this. I would like a business Facebook page set up, and I would like it to look professional with bright images, with a picture of me on it and a picture of our products. You talk about what you want and what it does. And the people that it will attract are people within our industry, and when they see it, they will automatically think of professionalism and cleanliness. So what you've done, you've actually reverse engineered the process. What people do when they allocate a task, they say, okay, what I want you to do is, they start right from the beginning, get on Facebook, what I want you to do is set up a business page, I want you to call it this, and then they go through the steps. If you start when you allocate a task here, you create the image. You've created the outcome. What it will do is this. This is how it will work. This is how it will look. This is why I want you to do it. And this is why it's important. And then you can work back from there. It is so important when you delegate that the people you are delegating to understand the outcome of the task that you have delegated. It's not just what you want done. It's why you want it done and the outcome that you will get once it is done. Because the clearer you are on the outcome, you've actually given yourself a yardstick. I have told you what the outcome is. It looks like this, and this is how it works. You have given yourself something to measure that task by. So if it doesn't match up to that, we then we go back to the delegation of the task and you say, remember I gave you that task? The outcome was that it would do this, this, and this. And that the gate on the Lions Cage would actually close properly and lock. There's no gate on the Lions Cage. All right? So we need to go back and revisit that. But do you understand what I mean? The importance of setting tasks but telling people why. Why am I doing this? Just don't tell them to do it. Or you have to do this because. That makes sense?
Yep.
Some of the, yes.
You won't have to say as many steps on the way there as well.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to use their own common sense and know, like what you did on your website with the uniforms.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't have to explain as many steps. When you start with the end and then reverse engineer, I don't know how to do stuff. So Aaron just used the example that I've used previously on my website for Dixon Clothing Group. On our website, you can actually go online anywhere around the world. You can go online, design your own uniform, press send, and it sends it through to us or our team, and they give you a quote. All right? I don't know how to do that. I just said to our team, guys, what I want is this, 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 and this. This is how I want it to look, and this is how I want it to work, and this is the reason why I want it like that. I didn't even go back through the steps because I had no idea how to actually do it. I just started with the end in mind, how it looked, how it worked, and why it did it. I don't want you guys to know how to do every little thing in business. I need you to know why you do it, and then go and find people to do it for you. That actually says check in, so it's a little bit darker. When you allocate tasks, you've got to check in with your team. How many people have toolbox meetings, which means meetings every morning? Excuse me. With their team. Yeah, Bob, Enya? You need to measure where people are at. If everybody's good, it's a 5-minute meeting. Has anybody, not me, had an argument with their wife before? Or husband?
Never.
All right, has there ever been a little problem that was not discussed, that sort of rolled down the hill, and then a week later, it got spoken about? and it was a big problem?
My wife always does that. They tell you, remember 3 weeks ago and again, no.
No. Yeah. The same things happen in your work environment. If there's a little problem, needs to be knocked on the head there, dealt with there. It's not something that needs to be dealt with down here a week later when the time's gone and everybody's forgotten about the specifics of why it happened, what it happened, and who did what, or how. You need to give people an opportunity to voice what's happening in the business. So you need to check in. My suggestion is, it's daily check-ins. All right, you need to systemize the feedback. You need to have systems in place to be able to find out what it is that's going on. Are we in good shape? Yep, great, have a great day. It's also an opportunity to motivate them, inspire them, and give them that energy that you have. Great, go forth, have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow morning, if that's what happens. If there's a problem, that's the time that it's discussed, resolved, moved on. Next morning you say, how do we go with that little thing that happened yesterday? It's fixed, great. Moving on. Make sense? Yeah, we need to check in. If you do not check in, if you don't think that's important, I will challenge you on it. You need to give your people opportunities to feed it back. They are the ones that are going to grow your business. Tackle the issues. Be strong. You're a lion. If you sweep enough dust under the mat, the dust doesn't go anywhere, does it? Eventually, you're going to have to deal with it. Tackle the issues front on. Have the hard conversations. Do what needs to be done. Tick it off. Get on with it. You want to manage a good team? That's how you do it. Be brave. Be courageous. Admit when you're wrong. Then get on with it. Remember the vision? That's where we're heading. Nobody's perfect. I'm not. It's okay not to be perfect. And then acknowledgement. Feed it back. Good job. When people do a great job, there's not enough pats on the back. They work for you. They are doing a good job for you. That's amazing. You need to acknowledge that. Reward. We want to give people the carrot, not the stick. We don't just want to punish, we want to incentivize. Feed it back. Those morning meetings give you the opportunity to say, Marie, great job. Got a great result out of that proposal you did the other day. Everybody, Marie worked back till 10 o'clock the other night. How many people work back late and it just goes unnoticed? When all, you know, that would just fill them up with happiness for them to do that again, is for you to say, Marie, that was amazing. I never asked you to work back till 10. I just really appreciate it. All right, it's a kind word that can be written down. It can be backed up by some sort of, and here's a $100 gift voucher to whatever, to go out for dinner. I really appreciate it. Feels nice, huh? Feels nice to be acknowledged. To do that. Creates a really great work environment. You've got a bunch of people who love coming to work. What's the consequence of that? What's the consequence of having a great work environment, group of people who love coming to work, a group of people who are going to grow your business? What's the consequence of that?
Productivity.
Productivity. What else?
Health.
Healthy culture. Yep. What else?
Growth.
Low turnover.
Growth.
Low staff turnover.
Low staff turnover. What's the real big fatty? What's the one?
Job satisfaction.
Glenn Mudge, Peter Moss said, job satisfaction, absolutely. But the boys just said it then. You make
coin.
More money. You can help more people the more money you make. You can have more impact on society the more money you make. You can help more community organisations the more money you make. Are we all good about making more money in this room?
Yes.
Yeah, are we sure? Because some people get a little bit hung up on it. Are we okay with that?
Yep.
Because we can have a greater impact with more money we make.
Yep.
Righto, that's me. It has been a pleasure having you guys for two sessions today. I absolutely love you guys. Hopefully it was helpful. I have gone over time again, but I just want to share with you guys as much as I can, as often as I can, but we're going to have to wind that up. So was that good?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.